Hey, y'all. I'm Allison Asarch from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hey, I'm Sean Fraser from the Ritzy Kids.
Hunters, this is Johnny from Rail Motor.
Hey, it's Shane from Blind Season.
Hey, it's Rob Stanier, and you can check out my music on all the streaming platforms.
Check out my latest music on all the streaming sites.
Check out my debut album on all streaming platforms.
Check out our new debut album.
Check us out on Spotify and Apple Music. And you're listening to our friends, Braggy and Curly.
My favorite bands from Australia.
My two favorite podcasts is Braggy and Curly.
Braggy and Curly.
On the Unfiltered
Undiscovered Podcast.
Hey there, everyone, and welcome to this extra special bonus episode. So, as you may know, Braggy's away in Queensland on tour. So, he's back in the spiritual home of Rail Motor, I guess. So, he's back here in Queensland doing some duo tours with him and Waxy and heading their way up to Townsville to do a reunion show for a band that they were once in called Loose Change, I believe, in the Townsville area. So in the meantime, this is just a very special episode. During our interviews and during our shows, we often set the recording up well before we actually start the show. And some of that pre-show banter is exceptional, I must say. Some of it is just so much fun. So I've got a little bit of a snippet here from some of those pre-show banter. Now, Rossi, just in case you're worried about the lawyers, there has been some censorship applied to the pre-show banter, mainly to protect the innocent, I think. So there are some stories that Rossi loves to share off the record. So we will keep them officially off the record just to make sure that we keep the lawyers away. But we've got a little bit of banter from some of our pre-shows. We've got one of the funniest pre-shows that we ever did was when Lizzie Jack came on in 2024, and just some of the technical difficulties that Lizzie had faced with her new Mac computer just makes for some real entertainment. We had a ball just trying to get it through. So you will see some, if you're watching this or if you're listening to this on audio, please check it out on our video platforms. You can watch us on either Spotify or YouTube because it is a riot. So just grab yourself a drink and enjoy the following little snippets of some of the pre-show banter behind the scenes of the Unfiltered Undiscovered podcast.
Mate of mine, his name was Greg Cummins, and he was from Penrith.
Oh.
And when Pat Cummins got selected into the Australian side, the journalists started ringing around for anyone named Cummins who lived in Penrith, which is where he came from. And they got onto his dad. They got onto Greg's dad, Trev. And Trev is a bit of a... Trev's a bit of a wild card. He's a little bit of a larrikin. Not related at all.
No.
But bunged it on like he was.
Oh, awesome.
So the ABC's got him there talking about, yeah, you know, we've always been proud of Cousin Pat.
Hey, I've watched a little bit of the coverage, and I don't know if you guys know who the grade cricketer is. Do you know? Have you seen that podcast? Like the two Sydney journos who played grade cricket, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
They're fucking hilarious. And their podcast is massive and all the players like it. They've actually got them in suits doing little interviews around the thing.
Yeah.
And they're funny. Yeah. They're like, funniest thing that happened in cricket this year to the girl? You know, remember the girl who broke her bat when she hit six? Grace Harris? Yeah. I talked to her. They said, so, Grace, is the funniest thing that happened this year in cricket when you broke your bat or when Johnny Bairstow got run out? she's like, oh, it has to be Johnny Bairstow. It's funny. They called him Johnny Bairstumped.
I had a mate who played grade cricket and he ended up going playing county cricket in England.
Oh, yeah.
And he had such a fantastic time, he reckons. It was the best experience of his life.
Yeah.
But one night, The person who was managing the cricket side managed a lot of B-grade club acts.
Oh, okay.
So he took him down. He's managing a guy called Lovelace Watkins.
I've heard of him.
Lovelace Watkins. Anyway, he took Craig. He said, do you want to go to the snooker tonight and watch Pop Black being shot, which was big at the time. Remember Pop Black?
Eddie Charlton, Ray Redd.
Whispering Ted Lowe.
That's it.
Anyway, Craig's gone and he's sitting at the cricket and he's sitting at the snooker and he's there and he's with, you know, like a few of those people. And all of a sudden there's this absolute hubbub as they're sort of, you know, ushering someone in, blah, blah, blah. They brought in this really effeminate, very pale little bloke and set him down next to him.
Yeah.
And he's looked alongside him and it's fucking Freddie Mercury.
Oh, wow.
So he sat So he spent the whole night watching the snooker, drinking beers with Freddie.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
He said it was very cool. But what was even funnier is when the film Bohemian Rhapsody came out.
Yeah.
I went and saw it and he said, what do you think of it? I goes, mate, it was really good. Except this bit, Freddie.
My wife and I completed the 6 World Majors and Tokyo was our last one. So.
Fantastic.
And to be honest, we were the first Australian couple, married couple, to run all the majors together. So when you look at our times are almost identical. She beat me by 2 seconds. So
The whole six.
Over the whole six. So,
wow.
Considering that we never thought we'd run New York and see how we went, and that was it. That was going to be it, and then you just get hooked on the bloody thing. So, yeah. All right.
Wow.
I can't imagine the runner's high after 42K.
No. Well, I can tell you I felt pretty good at the end of this one, but Sharon was in tears at about 6K left because she was just all cramped up. And me being the motivational guy that I am, I was saying, come on, what do you want to remember this for? And she said some choice words. That would have made, like, Worfies blush. And so I pulled my head in and we just took it easy for the rest of the way.
So, that's incredible.
Wise decision.
Yeah.
I can't fathom running 42. Yeah. I can't fathom running 42 kilometres in a year.
Yeah. All right.
I'm a bit the same, Rossi. Yeah.
Oh, mate.
Anyway, well, we've started recording, guys, so let's get the show on the road.
I'm not a wowser, Rossi, because you have been there and done that, I know.
Yeah.
Well,
Rossi, meet Baden.
Oh, Baden, how are you, mate?
Good, self.
I was just on the phone to City of Sydney Council.
Oh, what about? Yeah. What have they done?
They're trying to get my young charges to do a show. So it looks like we've got 3 shows in 2 days lined up at the moment.
Awesome.
All this Youth Week stuff. It's great. It's really, really good. Playing in front of young people, all ages shows. It'll be chaos.
No swearing, mind your P's and Q's.
That's perfect for Pocket Watch.
Yeah, Pocket Watch going. It'll be great. Yeah,
Pocket Watch is going off.
Pocket Watch is Rossi's son's band.
Oh, right. Yeah.
They're a 3-piece rock and roll band, sort of like got that, you know, early bit of punk, little bit of, yeah, look, they love the Beatles, but they've got
it's
a little
grunge,
bit of punky
edge. It's grunge Britpop. Was that
grungy
right?
Britpop. And looks, they dress like the Beatles or the Jam in 1977.
Yeah,
that's it. That's about right. So yeah, so it's fun. I just
actually, Rossi, I was thinking they got a bit of UMI about them too.
Well, their next record is going to be produced by the guy who worked on the first UMI album.
Well, there you go.
Wayne Connolly, who did Sound as Ever with Lee Ronaldo from Sonic Youth.
Ooh.
Wow.
Oh yeah. He's also done the Hoodoo Gurus and the Vines and Silverchair. So we've scored big.
But have you got Garth Porter?
No. We go one better. We're going to Harry Vanders. But Garth Porter's studio at Rancoma is fantastic. He's such a great ear, that man. He's such a talent, man.
Oh, he's a ridiculous, like perfect pitch, buddy. Yeah.
He's a super talent, man. And I can hear it in your stuff, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Like I was listening to it this afternoon. Yeah. Sounds really great, like man. Anyway, right. I don't want to give away my best stuff.
No.
All right, let's go. What do you reckon? Let's get started.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right. Good to hear. We haven't prized you out of Wollongong yet.
No, not yet. Still hanging on.
It's
quite a threat.
Yeah, it's expensive when you rent a loan. So,
ooh,
oh yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, my daughter's got that problem right at the moment. She lives in the city in Adelaide, so.
Oh, yeah. Oof. Rents by herself?
Yeah. She, at the moment she does. She's recently, like, single again, so.
So Adelaide's got a city, right?
Adelaide's nice.
Rossi. I got no comeback, Rossi. I got nothing.
That's beautiful.
Wollongong's got a city, guys. We know that. It's Sydney.
Yeah. Yeah. Adelaide's only a little bit smaller.
Look, Adelaide's lovely. I like Adelaide. I really do.
That's very good, Rossi. You're on fire.
Rossi, do you have a backstage story for us tonight?
I got a couple I could use.
You got a couple? There's Lizzie.
Oh, there
you
go.
Got a couple, and there's.
I was just about to message you, Lizzie.
There's Lizzie.
Yeah. Hi.
So Lizzie, Jake just went to all the trouble to.
I could hear you all.
So Lizzie, Jake just went to all the trouble to go. Landscape.
Oh, I'm on my computer, so it's weird that it's doing that. Like, I'm on a laptop. And it's upside down. So.
If the line is odd.
That's so strange. Hang on.
Your picture is frozen as well.
Video. There we go. Is that better?
And we're getting a repeat.
We're getting a repeat in sound.
Okay. I will put.
Yeah. We're getting a repeat in sound.
And we're getting a repeat in sound. And we're getting a repeat in sound.
It's Groundhog Day.
It's Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day.
Like my headphones, it's coming through. I'll tell you why. It's because this link is not connecting to my headphones for some reason. It's coming out of the speakers, so it's going back through.
That is in your settings.
Yeah. Wait, in the speak the settings on this site?
Yeah.
Or my own laptop settings? Yeah, if you go to audio settings.
Where's audio settings?
Now I do.
God, I feel like a fool. Audio settings. Here we go.
We're professional music.
Try now, speak.
Hello.
Now I've got no sound. What is going on?
I can hear you.
Now?
I can hear you.
And we're not hearing ourselves a second time.
Okay.
Nice. We're not hearing ourselves a second time, which is nice.
Yeah.
I think, as we know, every musician really fancies themselves. I think, as we know, every musician really fancies themselves as a comedian.
What's that?
A delay now. I've got your delay now.
Because you're on a Mac, aren't you?
Are you using Chrome?
No, I don't have Chrome on this computer, and it's a work computer. So hang on. Let me fetch my other laptop. I hope no one's on a tight time crunch.
Am I still getting a delay? I am. My hearing.
Maybe try your other laptop. That's so trippy.
How many second delay is that, Rossi?
I reckon that's about 50 milliseconds.
I'll be back. Goodbye. I'll be back.
You couldn't make that up. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Hey, there's a song in that, guys.
So Alex has just pulled out his guitar, have you?
Yeah, I wanted to see if I could, like, play off the delay in the video.
Oh, that's good.
Who needs to spend 3 hours
recording, Tony?
Yeah, press record. I'd pressed record 5 minutes ago. So,
Tony, how come we've got? Oh, you changed the background. We had a runner's background before.
Yeah, changed. Well done. Yeah. Keep up with it, Braggy.
Sorry, mate. Slow. It's Adelaide.
So, Jake, what do you play in the band?
I'm the bass player and the backing vocalist.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Oh, one of
the bass player is the most important player in every band.
That's what we tell ourselves.
I'm going to show you my new purchase.
I saw that.
Ooh. Oh, hello.
What is that?
I bought it off Marketplace this week. It's a guy in Adelaide who makes it out of a wine box. That's a Grant Burge wine box from the Barossa.
Yeah.
It's braced inside. Wow. It's braced inside and everything.
That's gorgeous.
It's okay, actually. It's only $170. I can't believe it was so cheap.
What strings are those? Are they bass strings? Just round.
Yeah, bass strings.
Yeah.
But I still reckon you go the flat wounds, mate. You'll get exactly what you're after, the flat wounds.
I probably will. But the fretboard's made of Jarrah, and it's from a fretboard.
Technology prevails.
I know. As if I had to go for my brand new, not that we're not sponsored, brand new MacBook Pro Air, whatever it's called, to a shitty old HP from like 2017. But anyway,
what's Rossi doing?
I can't tell.
He's adjusting something.
Oh no. Anyway, Braggy, keep showing. So play your thing, that play your wine box.
It might come through. It's made from a wine. It's made from a wine. It's fretless.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's pretty funky.
Yeah. I'll say
it
before.
It does need flat wound strings, though.
This is Jarrah. This is an old floorboard, the guy said. I made it from a floorboard.
Huh.
It's cool.
Yeah, right.
Pretty cool.
That is absolutely wild. I love that.
You'll have to put me in contact with that guy. I'd love to buy a guitar off him.
Okay. Well, he actually makes proper stuff as well. So I'll find his.
He makes real guitars as well, does he?
Yeah, not just novelty ones. He had a mandolin bass, like a shape like a mandolin, but it's giant, like an upright.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm a big fan.
I'll send a link. I'll put a link to Curly.
Yeah, I've just moved Lizzie into the middle, so in between.
Underneath.
The rose between two thorns, as they say.
Yeah, as they say. So.
They're used to it.
They're not wrong.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. Just a little bit of fun, as we know. So we will be back on the following Wednesday. On the following Friday. We will finally get an opportunity to have a chat with Josie about her new single called Our Place. It is going very, very well. It's a real country car party anthem. So it's a great song. And of course, she's a great friend of the podcast. So really looking forward next week to catching up with Josie and having a chat around what's happened since that massive song that she put out called Down Here. So what are some of the opportunities that are opening up for this lovely young lady from Townsville? So in the meantime, of course, you can like and review. We love getting our podcast heard by new listeners. So get out there and please share it around. Like and review always helps the algorithms, helps people find us. Of course, we're on YouTube, Spotify. We've got our social media pages at Facebook and Instagram. And we also have a website called unfilteduncovered.com, which has the links to everything that we do. The lyrics from the playlist is one of the very first songs that we put on the Unfiltered Undiscovered playlist. And it's from Skeleton Train. The song's called Babylon. And the lyrics are, take me down to Babylon. I guess I'll be okay. I'll learn to live and fight again for just another day. And that's what we're doing here at the Unfiltered Undiscovered podcast. Until next time, we'll see you then. Thanks for tuning in.
Did anybody bring sunscreen? It's getting way too hot. Did you wanna go see?
should have turned right at the blue sign across the road from the shops. Did anybody bring a charger? My phone's nearly dead. And have you seen my sunglasses? I think they're in the tent. And this drink is way too strong. It's going straight to my head. I should have known you always hold with a heavy hand. About our lives. I
I'm feeling an empty sound. Oh.